بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises are for the muttaqoon, for the people of taqwa, for the people for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is the one and only final criterion of decision making. People who live their lives to please Allah. And every decision they take is based on, does it please Allah or not? For such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jannah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Ramadan for us to become muttaqoon. We are now halfway through Ramadan. So let's try to assess for ourselves how many of the qualities of muttaqoon we have been able to inculcate in ourselves. I remind myself and you that in the end, it's only action that counts. We will not be asked, what did you know? We will be asked, what did you do? Knowledge that is not acted upon will become witness against us. Let us not be those who knew but did not act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the muttaqoon. He said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zariyat said, which means, verily, the muttaqoon will be amid in gardens and springs in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those, taking joy in the things which their Rabb has given them. Verily, they were before this muhsinoon. They used to sleep, but little by night, invoking their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praying with fear and hope. And in the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah for forgiveness. And in their properties, there was the right of the beggar and the mahroom. Mahroom is somebody who is poor, but who does not ask, who doesn't beg. And on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. And also in your own selves. Will you not then see? If you see this beautiful ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four qualities of the muttaqoon. So let's see what we have. Number one, Allah said they spend time with their Rabb in salah in the night and in tahajjud. I cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of this wonderful time of tahajjud. And I remind myself and you, let us use Ramadan al-Kareem to make this into a lifelong habit. In Ramadan, we are getting up now for suhoor, so we wake up early. And I recommend that we wake up earlier than the time for suhoor and pray some tahajjud, pray some 2 rakat at least, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, and then have suhoor. Maybe read some Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this time and the people who wake up, تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة عيون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Allah said, they abandon their beds, they get up from their sides, invoking their Rabb with hope and fear. They make dua بين الخوف وطمعا. This is the position of the believer, between the fear of the punishment of Allah and hope in His forgiveness. And Allah said, and they spend, they donate from what we have provided for them. إِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, no soul, no person can even imagine what delights are kept in store for them as a reward for what they used to do. Second quality, they make istighfar and seek forgiveness. Making istighfar is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi said that the sign that Allah loves a slave is that he reminds him of the sins that he committed so that he can make istighfar, he can seek repentance again and again and again. When we make istighfar with the complete certainty that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us. But we are not, so therefore when we make istighfar a second time and a third time and a tenth time, it's not because we doubt the forgiveness, but because the more we make istighfar, the more we are showing our nadamat, our regret and our continence at what we did. We were so sorry about what we did. So making istighfar again and again is a sign of the mercy of Allah. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said, but Allah would never punish them while you, Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, were in their midst, were among them, nor would He ever punish them if they prayed for forgiveness. The way we can have Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this day with us is by following His Sunnah. So when the ayat came, He was there physically with the Sahaba. Today He is not physically with us, but in His Sunnah, we have His presence. So never leave any sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thinking it is too small, because it is not the action, it is who the action represents. So we ask Allah to make us among those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with our hearts filled with love for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah said, and Allah will never punish them as long as they keep making istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as they keep praying for forgiveness, Allah will not punish them. So second quality. Third quality, they consider the one who asks and the one who is in need but doesn't ask. Al-Sa'il wal-Mahroom. To have a right in their property. And the question is not just, you know, giving charity. The question is doing it with dignity, treating the person who's asking with dignity, being thankful to that person that they asked you, so that you could have an opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, whatever you had with you, as long as it was with you, it was expendable. It was something which would finish. You would spend it, it's gone. But when you take the same thing and you spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes eternal. It becomes forever because it goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Charity is a matter of, that's why I always call it investment, because it's an investment. Charity means to invest in the akhirah. It's a matter of transferring of wealth from point A to point B. Point A is which will finish. وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ. Point B is which will be forever. وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What is with Allah will remain forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and He praised this. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah said, وَيُطِعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Allah said, and they give food, they feed despite their own desire for it, to the poor people, to the orphan and the captive, saying to themselves, we feed you only for the sake of Allah, seeking neither reward nor thanks from you. So when they are giving the charity, they are not waiting for the person to say thank you. They are not saying they are thankless people, they never thanked me. No, you do the work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And finally, the fourth quality is they reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both outside and within. And they recognize and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn towards Him. Allah said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. We will show them our signs in the universe and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that this Qur'an is the truth. Is it not enough that your Rabb is a witness over all things? SubhanAllah, I ask, remind myself and you, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great humility and humbleness, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the opportunity to remember Him and to worship Him, and we ask Allah to enable us to worship Him in a way that is pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.